Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today, our topic will be Honor Flight Philadelphia. And from Honor Flight Philadelphia is Paul Salami. He is the commander of the U.S. Navy. He is retired. And it's great to have you here on the program, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
So, Honor Flight, first thing that comes to mind, it's something that's going through the air, but can you tell us a little bit about the background?
Sure. So Honor Flight started about 20 years ago. A couple of gentlemen in Ohio who wanted to take some World War II vets to the World War II Memorial down in D.C. It just opened up in 2004. And the vets said, oh, I don't know if I can make it. Like, I don't get around very well. I don't have the money. So he said, well, we can figure something out, get some donations. So he made some phone calls, got some donations. And that first time it happened, they had 7 aircraft that were donated. And I'm talking about small Piper 4-seaters.
Right.
And so 7 aircraft made into DC for that weekend with, I think, 12 to 14 veterans. And that was the first Honor Flight, and that's how it started. And now they have 128 hubs across 46 states. I think they've taken over 300,000 veterans.
Wow.
From different parts of the United States. And it's still going strong. I'm involved with Honor Flight Philadelphia. Luckily, we don't have to fly. We can take buses down. So we take anywhere between 3 and 5 buses down. Honor Flight Philadelphia has been doing it for about 10 or 15 years now. I just started getting involved about 3 years ago. I saw something on social media. I said, let me find out how this works. I sent an email in that says, hey, I'm available. I'm a U.S. Navy commander, retired, like to get involved with helping veterans. Next thing I know is, hey, can you come in as a volunteer? I said, sure. I'm going down to D.C. with one of the 5 buses, lugging whatever it is I need to lug as a volunteer, helping folks bring things on or with the veterans. And I just kind of got hooked. Next thing you know, they want to do one out of King of Prussia, which is happening soon, and here I am. And that's how it kind of worked. All of a sudden, it's like now I'm involved.
So I was going to say, first thing that came to mind when you heard about Honor Flight, be honest, did you think, hey, I'm going to get to fly? Because I'm sure your military background gave you experience flying. So you're thinking, I might be able to get back into...
I was a little excited about that. Like, I take a flight down to D.C.
Exactly.
And then I found out, because I was a naval aviator, I was a navigator, tactical officer on a P-3. I actually flew out of Willow Grove. And I said, I got to go back into flying. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at
right.
it. And then we take buses down. It's a long day, but yeah, we take the buses down.
But it all worked out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned now they're going to have something set up here in King of Prussia. Is that on the plan? Is that on the docket? Or
correct. Yeah, we have an event out of King of Prussia. The events happen once or twice a year, depending on the availability of the logistics and availability of hosts and things like that. So the first two we did them out of Chester County. That I went to anyway. Mm-hmm. This one we're doing at King of Prussia, and I'm sure we'll have more at King of Prussia in the future.
So do you remember your first time that you got involved in this event? Talk about that experience.
I remember it was a very early morning.
Okay.
So we had to get up early. Had to be there by 4 o'clock in the morning because we want to leave at 5:30. Excited to see all the vets coming in. And I was excited to be on the bus with vets and just kind of listen to their stories and see where they're from.
Right.
As a volunteer, I wasn't attached to any one vet. So allow me to go around and talk to everybody. And on that trip, we had a World War II vet.
Wow.
And that was really cool.
Good stories.
It was great.
Yeah.
You know, as World War II vet and his daughter who was like 75 years old, right? So, but it was great. I talked to him. He was just cracking jokes. Probably some I can't say.
Right.
But he was World War II, got around fine. I think he needed a wheelchair here and there. But it was great. And then we also cater to, or our focus is World War II, Korea, Vietnam. So, I mean, obviously, World War II, that we don't have many left. Right. We were lucky to have that one on my trip. Then the other 10 or 15% were Korea and the rest were Vietnam. Mostly we get Vietnam vets going on these.
That's pretty good. So that's the age bracket. Is there I noticed you have Guardian on your sleeve. Is there a hierarchy in Honor Flight? Or if I volunteered, you're automatically a Guardian?
No, so there's a hierarchy, or there's jobs, I should say, right? So a veteran can bring on a what we call a guardian to help them get around. This is for the older vets that maybe need some help on a wheelchair or just are afraid to travel by themselves. Mm-hmm. Normally you bring a family member or maybe a friend, a close friend. It could be another vet. The guardians are a primary source of our volunteers, really.
Okay.
Although we do have a small fee or donation that we ask them to provide to on our flight. And then the volunteers, depending on the bus and how many we have, anywhere from 4 to 6 volunteers per bus. And then we have some senior folks on the bus who are bus leads, kind of tell us what's going on, make sure everyone's on the bus, make sure we're leaving on time and things like that. I think this year I'm going to step up to be a bus lead. So I'm excited about that.
Is that by choice or are you nominated?
I was nominated.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That is very nice. Now, volunteers, the first thing you think of volunteers, obviously you're doing it for free.
Yes.
If you get notched up, is it a paid position?
No, nothing's paid.
That's why I said, all right, so if you're volunteering, I wonder if you get promoted up. All right, now you're going to...
Everything's volunteer, to be honest with you.
Everything's
volunteer,
yeah.
And those are only the volunteers that we have on the bus. The bigger group of volunteers are the folks who are staying behind, who are receiving the vets early in the morning with, we have breakfast for them. We have goodie bags we put together. We have, whatever anything that we think they may need that morning. Then the buses go off and those same volunteers, even more volunteers, come back in the afternoon and there's a big reception we have for the vets.
Oh, wow.
It starts, depending on the trip, it starts anywhere between 4 or 4 o'clock on any given Saturday that we may go out. And the vets, we try to get the vets back to the location around 6 o'clock and we have a dinner for them. So we have the volunteers there waving the flags, welcome home, making signs, things like that. So, and then for this event, we're trying to get some reenactors.
Ah.
So the reenactors are folks who portray the military or the folks from that era. So we have World War II reenactors. We're trying to get some Korea reenactors and some Vietnam reenactors, and they'll bring their Jeeps and their outfits and tell stories and things like that. So we're pretty excited about that.
Wow. Is it always held at the same location or does it jump around?
It jumps around depending who's available to host it.
Okay.
Normally, like I said, from my experience, we've had it down in Chester County.
Yeah, the reason why I asked is you mentioned the Jeeps are there, so that you have to have specifics to get that stuff.
You do.
Right? Yes, logistics have to be just right. Yeah. That's what made me think. I'm like, wow, I wonder if they're always going to the same spot.
It all depends on who wants to lead it, really.
Okay.
We've had other people in Bucks County who've done it, some in down further Delaware County. So we try to move it around, but it all depends on who's available to lead it and do we have logistic for it? Do we have the space for it? Do we have, someone that can host us?
So if a veteran's just watching us right now, what would you advise them to do?
Yeah, I would go to honorflightphiladelphia.org. And that's all one word, honorflightphiladelphia. If you just Google it, it'll come up. There, it'll tell you when the next event is. And then it has the forms that you can download if you want to go as a veteran, as a guardian, or as a volunteer. So you have three options there. And I would not wait. I would put in your form or your request in as soon as possible, because then you go on a waiting list. And then again, there's events that we call missions. They happen at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, depending on the logistics.
Paul, you gave us a nice background of Honor Flight. One thing that I was curious, can anybody be a part of Honor Flight? Like, what's the particulars? I mean, I know it's all about veterans, but can other people attend?
So right now, the focus for Honor Flight is focusing on World War II. Veterans, Korea veterans, and Vietnam veterans. Also, anyone that's terminally ill. So those are our priorities as far as people who want to go. We have taken other folks who are outside of that range if there's availability. And I like taking those folks because they can be our sponsors or our communicators down the line saying, hey, this is a great trip. Uncle Joe, you went to Vietnam, you should go. Neighbor Bill, you should go, right? So I do encourage people to apply, but the priority is World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and terminally ill.
Now, to go on this trip, is there a fundraising cause that sponsors all this, or is it pay as you go?
So it's all We do a little bit of everything, to be honest with you. We do fundraisers. We do like a bingo. There's raffles that we do. Food nights. You go to a certain restaurant, they donate percentage back. We do have sponsors that will write a check for us, which we're very, very fond of. Yes. Right, we're very happy to have them. The only folks that really pay are the guardians, and that's a small donation to help offset the costs.
Now, are you drawing people just from like the Upper Marion area? Are they coming from Phil? I know it's Honor Flight Philadelphia, but where do you see most of your veterans coming from?
Really all over. Montgomery County is big, Chester County is big, Delaware, Bucks. But we take people from anywhere. Like if you want to come from New Jersey because you don't want to fly or because the date works for you, we absolutely will take somebody from New Jersey. We've taken people from Delaware. Actually, people taken from upstate New York who didn't want to fly. So they take a bus down, hang out with somebody overnight, stay in a hotel, and then take the bus down and then bring, you know, that way we don't have to worry about flights and things like that. So yeah, we'll take anybody. There's no restriction at this point of who we take.
Yeah,
from a geographic area anyway.
Yeah, that was what I was curious about, because from our proximity to DC, there's no need to fly.
Correct.
But if you were coming from like Ohio, you're gonna have to fly.
Correct.
Is that totally taken care of as well?
Yeah, they take care of the flight, they take care of the buses, they take care of the rooms, the food, and those folks go anywhere from 1 to 3 days. We only go for the day.
Day, right.
They go for 1 to 3 days. So I think we're pretty lucky we're so close. We get more bang for our buck, I like to say. Right. So we'll take three to five buses down, 150, 200 veterans, depending on the mission that we go on. We call them missions where we go down to DC. And so I think we get more people going in that time frame than going on a flight.
Now, do you get repeat missions going? Like people that were on one mission coming and say, hey, I want to do another mission? Do you get that?
So you're not supposed to go if you already went.
Okay.
But people do come back as volunteers or as a guardian. And that's totally fine if they want to come back as a volunteer and a guardian. Absolutely. Yeah. Because we want to give room for other folks to go enjoy this.
Because it is a special occasion.
Absolutely.
It's a special event.
And yeah.
I know there are certain things you're not allowed to share because you don't want to ruin the surprise for some of the veterans that want to go, but it is well worth the trip from what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. Like the typical event for us starts really early for folks. We want you there by 4:30, 5 o'clock, because we want to leave at 5:30. Our first stop down in D.C. is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And on the way down, you get some food. I think Wawa or some other of the restaurants will donate some breakfast for us. Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. From there, we do. There's a women's memorial that we go to. That's really, really cool because we do take women, and they are let's just say they are specially treated at the women's memorial.
That's awesome.
For that day. Then we hit the Navy Memorial. In the past, we've done lunch there. We do the Air Force Memorial. We also drive around and kind of pass through different other memorials, but those places we try and stop if we can. And then towards the end of the day, we'll hit the World War II Memorial, Vietnam Memorial, and Korea Memorial pretty close together. And from there, we'll come home. And we try to leave DC around 3 o'clock to make it home by 6, because there's some folks welcome us home, and there's a dinner for some presentations and things like that. So it's a packed day. It's a long day, but it's well worth it.
Right. It's a memory that they'll never forget.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that, since you've had the opportunity to experience, you must look forward to it now, because I guess the satisfaction you get is when you see these veterans getting this notoriety. It's a nice feeling.
Absolutely. You're talking about it, and the hair I'm standing up on it's just a great feeling. And each one is different. Like you think, oh, I've done this so many times. Each one is different because you get a different group of folks.
And you hear different stories.
Absolutely different stories, which are great. It's just a great day for those folks.
Yeah,
great day.
We all know, especially you being a veteran, there are different personalities that come into play, and you could get a very exuberant personality on the bus that could really put on a good show, and it makes your whole day worthwhile.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to see us. A lot of folks don't know each other, right?
Yes.
Some folks do know each other, come in groups, but you have a bus of 20, 30 folks don't really know each other, and then you kind of start warming up. And I tell you what, by the end of the day, there's cracking jokes, become brothers and sisters.
Right.
It's really cool how close they become. They're exchanging emails, phone numbers, things like that.
That was the dynamic I was just going to ask. You being a guardian, or if you become a lead, would that be your responsibility? Because let's just say, you know, I'm a veteran and I'm, you know, from Philadelphia, but there's somebody from New York and never met before, and we might be sitting across the aisle, and what do you do? Like, oh, what year did you serve? And is somebody there trying to, I guess, bring everybody together?
Yeah, and we ask them, hey, where are you from, or when did you serve? And someone says, wait, where did you serve? Well, I served over here in, you know, 68 to 69. Well, I was over there too. Did you know that? And they just start talking, right? My first trip, I sat next to somebody. He was by himself. Let me sit next to you. I thought there was the right thing to do, and it was the wrong thing to do. And I'll tell you why.
He wouldn't shut up.
No, because there was somebody else sitting by themselves. And after about an hour and a half, I'm like, yeah, this is wrong.
Right.
I said, hey, I got to sit in the back. I need you to sit with this guy.
Right.
And they started talking. And they exchanged numbers. Yeah, they make connections. So I really, for me, it's just get the guys together and the gals together, right? And have them talk and tell stories and things like that. Yeah.
I guess the story that will be great, hopefully you get to experience one day, if someone who has served together and they haven't seen each one another since they served, and next thing you know, they're on the bus together, that will probably be a very monumental moment.
Absolutely. So there's a little bit of truth to that. Not on our bus, but there was a story where one of our guys, this is before my time, knew somebody from a different group that came in the same day. I think they were down from Florida.
Right.
And they connected. And just by chance.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It'd be nice if we kind of knew who was going down and had a list, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah, to, I mean, that, say, let's look at the itinerary,
right,
and say,
and see,
does anybody
there?
Yeah, because when you make that connection, that brings tears to some people's eyes.
Absolutely.
You know, they were through
absolutely
tough times together.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So when we're down there, there's other groups from different parts of the U.S. that come down. In the past, I've seen people from Wisconsin, Florida, California, and they're there for the weekend.
Yeah.
We're just there for the day.
And we've talked a lot about of the background and the foundation of Honor Flight and how it's all over the country. But one thing I think I did not ask, so a veteran who wants to be a part of Honor Flight, is there a cost involved for them?
There is zero cost to the veteran. And I want to emphasize that, zero cost. When we have our briefings, if our leader for the mission states, if anybody wants to buy something, you will buy it for them. If they want to get a souvenir from the gift shop, you will buy it for them. We'll reimburse you. Some guy wanted a beer once. We got him a beer.
Said he wanted two.
No. We got one. There was a mutiny. No. But we really don't want anybody to spend any money as far as the veterans go. So we pretty much have everything they need on the bus, you know, as far as food, drinks, and things like that. But we really don't want them to spend any money.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you being based out of Upper Marion Township, are you seeing more people now getting involved in Honor Flight?
We do. We know it's been very good with the volunteers. A lot of the local organizations want to volunteer. And when I say volunteer, they're going to be there for the welcome home. When we welcome home the veterans, which is being hosted at the middle school this time, and they've been great. The middle school and the entire school district organization has been very welcoming for us. It's been great, we get plenty of volunteers. I mean, they never have enough,
right?
But we always have plenty of volunteers that will show support, you know, for this cause.
I'm curious, especially here locally, are businesses catching wind of this, wanting to be a part of it and donate or volunteer in that regard as well?
Yes, yes. I don't have any specifics, but I know we did reach out to the local different clubs, different associations throughout the Upper Marion Township, and they've been very, very good at giving, whether it's people or donations or, you know, cases of water, whatever the case may be. So it's been great. The outpour's been great.
The reason why I ask is I know in a previous segment you mentioned Wawa.
Yes.
I understand the competition sheets is like moving into the area. So I'm thinking.
I have to talk to them.
Exactly. I'm thinking, uh-oh, there's going to be competition. Wawa dominates our area. Yep. And we're the outsiders are trying to come infiltrate.
In. Yeah, we'll have to see. Exactly. Listen, we'll take stuff from anybody.
So. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So 128 locations.
128 locations throughout the country.
Right.
46 states. And I think that we're over 300,000 veterans who have gone in the last 20 years or so.
So Pittsburgh and Philly, I guess.
I believe it's Pittsburgh, yes.
Encompass, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
New Jersey, do they have their own chapter?
New Jersey has theirs. New York has a few. But we take them from anywhere. We'll take people from Delaware, in the past, New Jersey, because it's just easier to drive to Philly, mm-hmm. Get on a bus versus maybe the dates work for them. Maybe they have family in the area. We've taken people from upstate New York. Well, they'll drive down, stay overnight, and you know why take the plane if they don't have to? Just take the bus down.
And that's a good point, because Honor Flight Philadelphia is probably one of the few groups that doesn't have to do an overnight.
Correct.
Everybody else, if you're coming from California,
they're spending
a couple of days
in D.C.
This is a very convenient in and out kind of thing.
Absolutely convenient. Yeah, yes. Absolutely convenient. And you get more information if you want on honorflightphiladelphia.org. You know, and you can just Google that, Honor Flight Philadelphia, and it'll pop up right away.
That's pretty cool. I wonder, because you're based in Philadelphia, now we're coming out here in the King of Prussia, is Valley Forge ever in the mix? Is that ever mentioned? Because obviously it's a historic landmark, sure. And we're so close to it.
It has not yet, but we should probably pull them in somehow.
Right.
Especially with the 250th coming up in 2026.
Yes.
I'll mention, because I'm a Navy guy, the 250th of the Navy is October of this year.
Wow.
In 2025, there's a big event down in Philly in October. We take anywhere that you want to come in.
You prompted my next question, because you being a Navy guy, do you see more veterans from the Navy attending this, or is it pretty mixed?
That's a good question. I want to say more Army guys.
Wow.
Yeah, more Army guys. I mean, there's Marines, there's Coast Guard. Merchant Marine,
yes,
we've had them, Air Force, but from my recollection, a lot of Army guys coming through. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see the Coast Guard definitely getting involved, because Cape May's their training area, not too far away.
Yeah.
Annapolis is in Maryland, so you know that.
Yep.
West Point, you're going to get the New Yorkers, right?
Yep.
So we're getting our bearings set up. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I always thought there was a lot more Navy people in our area, I guess because of Willow Grove. And
Willow Grove, but I again, people come from all over the place, right? So, and I think just look at the numbers, more people in the Army than the Navy and the Air Force, right? So
right.
The odds are you get more Army people coming through.
Yes. Yeah. So the day that they go to D.C., is breakfast, lunch, and dinner provided too?
Absolutely.
Woo,
we get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast on the bus, lunch in the past have been something like Mission Barbecue.
Okay.
If it's a nice day, we'll sit in a park or something like that. And then dinners when we get home, we'll get a nice dinner. And there's snacks on board. Everybody loves the snacks.
Oh, really?
Especially later in the afternoon. We have some cookies, candies, things like that. People love the snacks.
So the sweet tooth all come into
play. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
It. That's
yeah.
Pretty, no, that is good.
Always have plenty of snacks.
Now, I didn't ask this, fully air-conditioned buses that are taking?
Fully air-conditioned buses.
So it's not the yellow school bus.
Not the yellow school.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bathrooms, comfortable seating, videos.
So yeah. They're going in style.
Absolutely going in style.
Oh, that's very good then. Yes. You'll be driving the bus next, since you're working your way up from a guardian.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. That's a tough job, because that's a long day for those
is
guys. But yeah, then they're, and a lot of those guys are veterans also.
Wow.
That bus drivers.
Are they like tour guides when they're on there too?
So actually a good question there, because we do pick up a tour guide when we go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And these folks volunteer for the day. And they'll tell us about Arlington, they'll tell us about different memorials, all the details, and they're there from, we pick them up around 8:30 in the morning, and then they drop off around 2:30 or so. And it's all volunteer for them, but they'll have their little tour guide outfit. They'll have all the information that we need to know, answer any questions. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Well, as we wrap up the program, I guess it'd be safe to say, how would somebody get involved if they want to volunteer, or if they want to be a part of Honor Flight, how would they go about doing so?
Honorflightphiladelphia.org It's everybody should go to that site. It tells you when the next event is, any fundraisers that we might have, all the information you need to know if you want to become a volunteer, a guardian, or if you want to go as a veteran. It has all the forms on there. It has all the numbers, all emails. So honorflightphiladelphia.org is a place to go, and you can check it out.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Well, I want to thank you for your service and for your time.
Thank you.
So it's a double bubble here for you today.
Thank you.
Paul Salamy, he has been our guest here today from Honor Flight Philadelphia. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Community Connections. From all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Curlin. Thank you for watching.